I was supposed to tell this story about how Kane had this girlfriend that he killed in a car crash. And it was just insane. And it ends up, I'm at a funeral home with a dummy in a coffin.
Oh, my God.
With Kane's mask on, pretending I'm Kane. I'm on top of the coffin having mock sex with this mannequin.
Oh, my God. No. And Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. And Vince is yelling at me, God damn it. Do it harder. Make more noise and stuff. It's got to be over the top.
I really did. I screwed your brains out.
We were just watching a little bit of the Stone Cold Steve Austin with Drew McIntyre at the Stone Cold Ranch. I'm going to try to do both sides of it. Hey, I can't believe you got that. That's a good title belt right there. Look at the weight on that sumbitch.
Let me tell you, Steve, I fucked up. I wrestled for TNA. I didn't want to wrestle for TNA. I fucking went through a turkey gauntlet match. What the fuck is a turkey gauntlet match?
Goddamn, you had your turkey gauntlet, goddamn. That's how that's gonna go.
Well, I'm glad I didn't watch it. Yes, I like the summation better.
I gotta tell you, Steve, I had some bad booking. I tripped over it. It was terrible. I was one of the few that wouldn't fuck her. I wouldn't fuck Dixie. Dixie said, "Why don't you fuck me?" I said, "No, I'm not gonna fuck you. Why would I do such a thing?"
God damn, you wouldn't fuck Dixie. That is crazy. AJ fucked her. God damn.
Yeah, Kevin Nash fucked her. Where's he at when you need him?
Kevin Nash actually fucked her. That would be insane. Because, like, I'm trying to figure out. I don't have an object here that would represent Kevin Nash's dick. Hang on a second. I think the width of it would be that I've got a Dr. Pepper bottle for you people who are listening to the podcast version of this.
Oh, Lord.
This represents the – I think the length would be great. Don't you think the length would be greater than this, Brian?
Well, let's hope. Like, he was in Magic Mike, so let's
Here's go. What happened. He would fuck her, and then she'd take a Xanax, and it would have a relaxer, and then all of a sudden she'd be able to take all of his wee wheelie.
God damn. Wee willy. He said it was a wee willy, but it's bigger than shit. God damn. That's a big old dick. Ah.
I don't know who says wee willy funnier, Drew McIntyre or Stone Cold.
Wee willy's crazy. God damn. You got to lubricate that thing up. You got to put some KY on that goddamn thing. KY stands for King Yong.
What the fuck is a King Young? I tell you, we were at the bar one time and Kevin pulled it out on time and I thought the fucker had lungs.
Had what?
Lungs! It would breathe.
Oh, okay, you got a G
and
in there.
Lungs, like it could get pneumonia. I was afraid. I said, Kevin, put it back before it gets pneumonia.
You know, saying pneumonia like that makes it sound so much worse than it really is.
I don't want to get double pneumonia. It would be the worst. You got in one lung, it's bad enough. Now you got in two. Good damn. Curtis, if you're over in Scotland, you'd be on the, you'd have the NIH, no problem. Whatever the fuck it is, you wouldn't have to pay for any health care, is what I'm saying. Over here, you get one infection in one of your dick lungs, and you're just bankrupt.
Yeah.
Yeah, your amount of money is punitive.
God damn, you ain't got no more money because you got an infection in one of your dick lungs. God damn, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
They were showing some previews of WWE Icons, the series WWE Icons. They're going to have Rob Van Dam and Davey Boy. And who else? Beth Phoenix, Yoko, Lex Luger. Those were some of the ones that I saw. It looked very interesting. So
what? No, I just caught a little bit of that when it came on. What is that exactly? Is it going to be?
It's called WWE Icons.
Yeah, and what is it?
I just go through the career of these people and go.
It's like a documentary kind of thing.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was fun. Otherwise. That thing that I just saw was like some of the stupidest shit I've ever seen in my life.
God, it was pretty bad.
I got to say, I texted you toward the end. I go, this is the greatest rivalry. And all of fuck Flair versus Dusty. I'm trying to think of some of the other great rivalries in the history of wrestling, like Lawler versus Superstar Bill Dundee. No, those guys sucked ass. Those guys,
yeah. Freebirds and Von Erichs. No,
terrible. This is the shit. Randy Orton and the Fiend. It's unbelievable. So,
just and here's the thing. And to make it even worse for me, just saying here. But when they panned to him, when they panned to Orton at the end of the match, when the Fiend was laid out in the ring, and they panned straight to Orton when he was picking up the gas can and shit on outside the ring, I knew that they were doing some kind of switch in the ring to a dummy. Yeah, I just knew that's what they were doing. And sure enough, so I don't know. It's just dumb.
It is one of those things, like, as a wrestling fan, if you're watching that, and, like, your wife or your girlfriend comes through there or somebody, and, like, you're like, I'm just so embarrassed to be a wrestling fan right now.
I know, dude. I know.
I'm like under the best of circumstances, it's always a fight. But then you guys put the kick me sign right on your own back, and I can't defend this. Like, I'm going to go to somebody and go, well, that wrestling sucks. I'm like, no, it's the – way that he burned him up in the ring, I thought it was so creative. I thought it was really good. I guess it's not really much. It's not much dumber than like Jason Voorhees or Freddy Krueger, where they would set him on fire and they come back for the next movie or something like that. But
dude, it's a movie. No. I mean, I know this is entertainment, but God, I don't know.
It's just that whole. I hope that those people never ever wrestle each other again. I hope they don't ever cross paths in a supermarket or an airplane. I just hope they never see each other again. Because if those two people ever get in the same ring at the same time, I'm gonna hate life. It's like there are these things that, like, sometimes you have these two athletes in wrestling, who you can put them in the ring and it just creates magic, right? And anytime you can just, like, it's all the best shit. It's like the best thing of all time. And you can just put those two people in the ring and you, like, Rock and Stone Cold headline 3 WrestleManias, right? This is the absolute opposite of that. You have two people who suck every bit of all the ass. This is the absolute opposite of, like, the Rock and Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan versus CM Punk.
Yeah.
These are two people, if you put them in the same ring at the same time, they always create something really shitty.
All the time. Every single freaking time.
It's the every time. But they insisted, well, let's bring it back. Let's do another one. It'll be great. And then I don't know. I just don't know what to do. I just don't. I wish in some way, shape, or form they would stop, but nobody can make them stop. And Vince apparently is very entertained by this, and I just can't. I don't know. It's just the worst.
I'm still having a hard time figuring out who the face and heel are in this whole Randy Orton matchup. I know it doesn't matter. I know it just doesn't matter. But I still. That's part of the reason I don't give a shit about it. I mean,
right? Because there's no sympathetic character that you're, like, rooting for.
Right?
You're like you wishing both of them could actually burn up and die. That's what you're hoping for at this thing, right?
I mean, it's just, and some of this, earlier I've said that I've kind of gotten used to everything without a crowd there, without a live crowd and a full, a full audience there. I'm not talking about NXT wrestlers out, with their mask on cheering. I'm talking about a full house and stuff. I've gotten used to not having that, but it seems like now I'm trying to think, since everything is so bad, it seems like on Raw and SmackDown, it's like, I wonder if that would help any on some of this stuff, having a live crowd there now. I don't know. It wouldn't have helped the whole fire thing. That whole thing was just atrocious.
That's a good question. If Vince could actually hear people shitting on this thing live.
Yeah.
It might be helpful. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that question is.
I don't know. Yeah, I think there probably would be some changes somewhere, I think.
I guess if he could.
Somewhere.
What was the thing that did he – When he put him in the thing on Monday and he burned him, was that a casket or what was that? Was that just
I don't know, man. I think so.
Because I thought when you saw a casket on WWE programming, you're supposed to jump in and fuck what was ever was in it. Hence the name of our show.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So I thought Randy Orton would like jump in and start humping. I didn't know. I have no idea. It's just bizarre.
It's just and you know, it headlined the show, man. It headlined over both championships.
Because you know, the show should have ended with Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens. I thought that was real. I thought
what was going to be the case, but I should have known better.
I thought so too. Because I thought they told a good story. I mean, I thought everything was working out. They gave Kevin Owens plenty of offense, and he had tons of good babyface like comeback spots and shit like that. Roman was doing great work. I thought that's what was going to happen. I really did.
Owens can take a damn bump, man. God, he's just one of the best. He just really is.
He's really. I mean, he really is good at that stuff. If he wants to, if he wants to bump for you, he's going to bump for you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He makes him look real good. But and then, like you said, then you go up and it's terrible.
Yeah. Which is the other championship match when Miz came in and kind of made it a triple threat.
Oh, I didn't even mind that so much. I thought the matches overall tonight and some of the stories were pretty good and stuff. I didn't really have a huge issue with some of that stuff.
The thing about it is it just didn't seem pay-per-view worthy.
Yeah, I'll give you that. That seemed like just an episode of Raw or something like that.
Yeah, I get it. It's TLC. It's the last pay-per-view of the year. It's 2020, all that shit. So I'll cut them some slack, but still, man, you know, it's just.
Well, they previewed Royal Rumble, and like at least in the advertising so far, there's no mention of making it into the Pat Patterson Memorial Royal Rumble or anything like that. Now, I don't know what they're going to do going forward. Why would they do that? I don't want to talk about dead people. I don't want to talk about dead wrestlers. God damn it.
Stupid question, I know.
I don't know. I mean, he does weird shit all the time.
Yeah. You're right.
But I don't know. I can't figure it out right now. You know, we've gone through almost an entire week of them having to deal with the worst ratings they've ever had, right, on that on that Raw. And then, of course, SmackDown was a shitburger sandwich, too, because
apparently NXT's not, though. Apparently NXT's numbers went up a little bit.
Which is
and weird. And AEW's went down.
Which is weird because NXT is not a good show right now. So weird. It's so odd.
I don't get that either. I just...
There's nothing really great going on with NXT at the moment, right? And then Cameron gets hurt, so he's going to be out for a little bit. And I don't know. Everything seems to be they're treading water, and then the company continues like you know a couple of weeks ago was like, all right, we understand it sucked, and we're going to start over. You know, it's just we keep having reboot after reboot after reboot, right? Remember the great reboot from a couple of years ago was the entire McMahon family comes out and goes, okay, we get it, we suck. And the three of us are going to be way more involved in this shit. And it proceeded to get way worse.
And, yeah, that went over like a lead balloon.
It just didn't happen. It was just not happening at all, right?
Oh, yeah, it just didn't happen. That's what the problem was. It just didn't happen.
And now, you know, we've got all – they have, like, this terrible programming. They have the thing where the Fiend – or I guess Bray Wyatt was the one that got burned alive. The Fiend still survives. I don't know how that works.
Something like that. I don't know.
And then – But, you know, at least, like, Otis will be able to do a Hurricane Rana. So we got that to look forward to. What is going on? What is happening, Bryant?
I don't know. I don't know. It's getting hard to watch, man. It really is. And I know how many times we said that over the years. But it really is to the point of just it's not fun to watch.
If it wasn't
– I like AEW. AEW's been okay. Yeah. And honestly, man, I'm kind of like you on NXT. I haven't watched it a whole lot. I've kind of flipped it over. I used to flip it back and forth a lot during AEW, but I've gotten to where now I just don't do it as much. Maybe once, you know, during the show, just whatever, and just see what happens to be on. And I just don't know a whole lot going on. I did watch some of the whatever that pay-per-view they had NXT had the War Games. Yeah, War Games. It wasn't too bad, but I mean, it was. They just don't have. They've got Undisputed Era, but we mentioned this that they've kind of run their course there, and I still think they're huge, and I think that might be one of the elements that could be enhanced more if there was a huge audience there to back them up, because I think they're still pretty hot, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's just, you know, as a fan watching them on TV, it's like I'm bored with them. You know, something needs to happen with them. They either need to move up into SmackDown or Raw and some new competition, or break them up or something, man. It's just getting old. But and then there's nobody behind them. Nobody really has the it, you know. Finn Balor a little bit, but it's like I'm still not even used to the fact that he's even in NXT again.
Yeah, he almost seems like kind of a guy that at any moment could be moved back to the main roster.
I think
Damian Priest had some hope for him being a guy that could move up and be like the it guy. But then you have those guys that have just lingered on. Like, you just can't flush them down the bowl like Gargano and Ciampa.
Yes, thank you. I was going to say the same two names.
You keep flushing, but they just won't go down the bowl for whatever reason. And I mean, they're maybe the two, I don't know, probably the two biggest names, the two most important names in NXT history. They've had such great matches, and they've had a lot of great rivalries, but now they're just hanging on. Wrestling in 2020 is just weird.
It is, man. And now that you mention it, they are kind of the singles version of the Undisputed Era, because it seems like just think how long ago it's been since they had their first falling out when they were DIY or whatever, and then they had to split up, and then Ciampa got hurt, and he was out legit for a little while, and then he came back. I mean, it was, and then they got into another deal, and it was just going on and on and on, and here we are now, and it's like they're not even acknowledging each other almost, and they're just like you said, dude, they're just kind of hanging on, and it's like, do something with them, you know.
It's bizarre. Wrestling in 2020 has been brutal, and I also think that, like, if anyone thinks that, oh, all we got to do is just, once we start getting back into the arenas and have live crowds, it's going to solve everything, I'm like, that's going to be a hard sell. Not only for people who eventually get the shot and get the vaccine and all that shit, which I think it's going to take way longer than people think. I mean, people are looking like, oh no, there's like 8 million people getting the shot before the end of the year and shit, and it's going to be great. And no, I think there's going to be a period of time where people get the vaccine through March, and then you might have to wait 30, 60, 90 days before the thing's restocked, and you kind of got to start over and prioritize people and all that other shit.
Yeah. So,
it's the summer. And then once you start getting people back into arenas and stuff, I think there's going to be a demand for live events like concerts and shit like that.
But they're still not going to be the same for
a it's while. Not because the crowds are going to have to get into the idea of doing this shit again. And I don't know that people have been dying for 8, 9, 10 months to go see wrestling. I don't know that that's true. I mean, you and I were going to go to that thing on Thanksgiving night, like an independent show, and I'd like to go see that. But I don't know that anybody – I don't know if there are a lot of people out there going, man, I can't wait till the next time, you know, WWE gets back to town. I can't wait till they get back to my local arena or coliseum and go see them. I just don't know that. People are going to be starved to do anything because they haven't been able to do any live stuff, but I think there's going to be such a – I think wrestling has been such a low priority for a lot of people.
Well, it's such an indoor thing. I think I'm kind of longing for the sports thing, but I'm more longing for like a baseball, an outdoor kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Or music, like all the outdoor venues we have around here that we can go to without feeling too closed in with people that may have shit, you know, and that sort of thing. That's how I would feel more comfortable, at least in the next several months, if they were to let people, you know, go to concerts and shit like that.
I don't, everybody thinks it's going to be this panacea. If they just are able to get out into arenas and get people back in, they can do what they've always done, which is base, you know, the crowd reactions and who gets this and that and everything mm-hmm. else. And I don't know. That's going to be a long ramp up, dude. I mean,
yeah.
the business has changed greatly. And it's not only because of what happened with the pandemic, but it's also what's happened with the economy. It's going to take a long time before the economy builds back up, you know?
Yeah, well, we are getting, you know, some 600 smackers heading our way. So.
I know, God, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. What are you going to do with all that money, Batman?
I don't know.
I think I'm just going to, I'm going to Scrooge McDuck this motherfucker and just like spread it all over the bed, just roll around in it naked for a while.
You go, what, in pennies?
No, no. Yeah, that'd be nice. I think just dollars. Just get dollars. Oh, just like,
boom, okay, boom. Well, $600. Okay. I guess that's a lot.
$600 American, yeah. Man. I can fucking, woo, go crazy. I can go nuts, man. Yeah. I ain't never seen $600 in my life. I don't know what I'm going to do. God damn. You Republicans, you really know how to spoil us. Mm. We can buy bologna and everything now.
I know, man.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm buying some name brand spam.
You're not.
I am.
No, you're not. God dang.
I'm going to get the name brand ketchup. It ain't going to be just like Food Lion brand or whatever. I'm getting some goddamn Hunts and some Heinz and shit. I'm going to go crazy. I might just squirt that all over my naked body and roll in that $600. That's what I'm going to do. I'm fucking rich, bitch. I'm rich, bitch. I've got fucking $600. What am I going to do with that? God damn, you got $600 in your neck and rolled around here, god damn it. Really hurts your throat to do that, by the way. Okay, I'm all right now. It's changed the business for a long bit. I would agree with a lot of the people that are saying that it looks like AEW coming out of this is going to be better positioned than WWE is because they're not as top heavy. And I was thinking about this tonight too. I was thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
How badly the WWE screwed themselves with that 2K thing a year ago, right? Because they were promoting Supercard tonight on TLC, and I'm like, oh, God. Do you know how many millions of dollars that the 2K thing used to bring in for it was like millions upon millions of dollars.
Yeah, it was.
And I don't understand. Lot. Again, this is another thing where Wall Street kills me. How can you not look at what's happened, how they fucked that whole thing up, and now that revenue that would have been there is not there, and how do you not punish them stock price-wise? How do you not, if you're Wells Fargo or one of those other big analyst firms, go, cut, just cut, sell this motherfucker. It's dead. These guys don't know what they're doing. Because that, I mean, I'm talking about objectively. Like, if you can't go and suck Sheikh Ali Hassan's dick or whatever, the guy over in Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia, yeah.
If you can't suck $100 million out of his dick, you're fucked, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what this business now consists of, because there's been very little growth when it comes to the network. They've pretty much got all they can out of that.
Well, I did see that USA is not real happy with the numbers as of late.
Why should they be?
You know, I mean, I'm getting ready to say, I mean, I that's kind of like, tell me something I don't know. But I mean, I'm just saying I forgot where I read it, but it was a you know, reliable source. So I feel like it's verified.
Wrestlingwithmydick.com? Because I believe
that's what it was, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I love that. Wrestlingwithmydick.com, which has got some really great articles you need to
articles,
check out.
Yeah. Articles.
Let me see if I can Google some of that.
Playboy had some great articles.
It really did. Okay, Wrestling Inc., which is a site that exists on the web.
Maybe that's where it was. I do read them sometimes.
Conflicting reports on USA Network's reaction to low Raw ratings. Earlier this week, the USA Network was furious with Raw's poor ratings and wanted more adult content.
Yeah, wanted more adult content. That's what I saw. No. Exactly what I saw. Yep.
Oh, no. And this is not sexy adult, but dark and violent adult.
Well, like tonight?
I guess, but there's no – Vince doesn't see the – separation between dark content and sexy content. Like, it's all the same thing to him. And sometimes the sexy content is really dark, right?
Well, when what he thinks is sexy comes across as dark sometimes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
That's exactly right. Because when I first read that, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking three initials, HLA. Here we go with the hot lesbian action again. Can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's see if we can get Edge and Lita fucking in the middle of the Raw ring. That'll be good. All right. That'll
we
be
have
good.
Another Rusev Lana wedding.
I tell you, by God, he's pulling it out. By God, by God. Rated R. As we've noted, God. Monday's TLC Go Home edition of Raw drew an average of 1.527 million viewers, down 12% from last week's 1.737 million viewers. Monday show drew a new all-time low in total viewership, new all-time low in viewership for each hour, and new all-time low in the key demographic. Furthermore, last week's AEW Dynamite episode drew a 0.45 rating in the 18 to 49 demo, which beat every hour of this week's Raw in that same demo. Holy shit.
Wowzer.
That, I mean, as much as I criticize AEW, give those guys, that's been the best. I think there's, I don't think it's even close. I think Dynamite has been the best TV show of 2020. The best wrestling TV show of 2020. I think it's by a wide margin over NXT.
Yeah. If you go overall, yeah, I don't think it's even close.
Oh, man.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the storylines. I don't know if it's the performers. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm still not too sold on the whole Sting thing they got going on. But
yeah, I'm with you. But I don't know if you and I are outliers on that, because I was gonna say
yeah. I think we're kind of. I think we're just kind of been there, done that with him. You know.
Right, and I don't know what he's going to be able to do, and I'm not sure he's going to be able to put anybody over. But I, you know, the one game changing talent that they've signed with AEW has been Chris Jericho. You'd have to say that's been like the guy. You pay that guy the money. They brought him on board, and he was the guy that really has established himself as a huge star in that company and has done really well.
More so than any of the vice presidents.
Yeah, I don't understand any of it, because Cody is kind of, Cody's been okay. Cody's been up and down. Cody cut a really good babyface promo this year and did fine. The Bucks have had their stuff, you know, revived, literally. Sorry for the pun, by FTR, right?
Yeah.
Brandy had one good moment on television and now apparently is going to swing from, here's another dick reference, swing from Shaquille O'Neal's dick.
Well, she's pregnant now, so she's kind of out of the probably. I don't know how they're gonna put her in storylines without her getting knocked out or some shit.
They should go ahead and power bomb her and put her out. You know,
yeah.
She should do the neck brace gimmick, and then write her off TV for 9 months.
I'm gonna sound like I may sound like a dork for asking this, but I'm gonna ask it just because I have to. You don't think this is a work, do you?
Oh, about her? No, I don't think so. I think she's really pregnant.
Okay, the reason I'm saying that is because the timing of it is like right before Christmas.
Oh, I know.
Before 2021.
Now, Renee Paquette
just got laid out. Brandy just got laid out with what's her name like a week or two ago, right?
Oh, yeah, the Amazon woman. Jill Amazon. Sturgill. I don't know what her name is.
Sturgill. Whatever. Sturgill. Yeah.
Sturgill Simpson.
Sturgill Simpson. Thank you. That's what I was going to say.
Got laid out by Sturgill Simpson with like a bluegrass banjo or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
and then the storyline, Sturgill Simpson killed Charlie Pride, which I think was really sad. And then he set him on fire. He set Charlie Pride on fire.
Good night, everybody.
I can't kiss an angel good morning because I'm burning to death. Oh my God.
Oh man.
The snakes crawl at night because they're on fire.
So okay. All right. So it's not a work. I got you.
Renee Paquette being pregnant, that's totally a work.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. No. I just think she got fat.
No.
Yeah. I think that's what happened.
Oh, well, by the way, thank you for showing me that picture of Kayla last week.
Jeez, was that something?
That was something. That Holy. Was something.
She is severely underrated. That woman has got to go on strong. Like the WWE backstage people, I feel bad for like her and Sarah Schreiber because they're hot as balls. And like, if you are not a dyed-in-the-wool, 100% like hardcore WWE fan, you don't see them because the product sucks so bad. Like, they could totally be discovered by some agent or something right now, but no one is watching.
Yeah, too bad.
It's really, really sad.
As my neighbor said to me after the person who came and got her refrigerator backed into my car and ripped a hole in it with his metal trailer, she said, "Well, that's unfortunate." So, yeah, that is unfortunate. So yes, this is unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. On today's Wrestling Observer Radio, this is from the other day, it was noted the USA Network was not happy with the rating, but the part about the channel wanting more adult content was not true, Brian.
It's not true. Okay.
David Meltzer said there was an expectation of what the ratings would be for the show, but those aren't currently being met. WWE officials reportedly got the message, and fans could see some reactionary decisions made in the near future. In the past, WWE has looked to start up a big angle or a potential reboot. The upcoming Royal Rumble was previously said to be a place for a big reset for the company. I didn't see a big reset tonight, did you?
I haven't seen a big reset in quite some time.
Have you seen a big reset? Were you a little surprised that they didn't put Carmella over?
A little bit. A little bit. I think it kind of knocks her down a little bit.
That's what it feels like, right?
Yeah, especially did she tap out?
Yeah, it was over. Yeah. Sasha, it was a bank statement.
Yeah, that's right. She tapped out. So, I mean, it just kind of knocks her down some.
And so then SmackDown.
Are you like me? Are you waiting for, like, Corey to jump in and, like, be her manager at some point or some shit like that?
I guess. I mean, that sounds like some hotshot shit that they would do. I honestly feel like it's like – it almost feels like any day that they're going to bring Vince Russo in. Like, Russo's going to be the answer.
That might be the day I honestly fucking quit watching.
That's the end.
I've read that before, but I think that would happen if they did do that for some –
if we could just do that, if we could just have, like, a giant boycott and that thing would take a big shit. And then Dave Meltzer had, like, a tweet or something about, like, well, this is good news. I mean, you don't understand how good this is for the boys. The ratings were shitty. Like, I guess that means they're going to be forced to make decisions and push people that they haven't pushed so far, or I don't know. And I thought, well, that's great. If we really shit the bed and nobody watches, that'll be such good news for the boys.
It's like they half-ass pushed, like, Apollo Crews, and then they kind of half-ass pushed Cedric. Then they kind of half-ass pushed Ricochet, and now all of those guys are just floating in the mid cards, you know.
But again, thank God that Keith Lee and Otis are down in the performance center learning how to do.
Well, they can't do shit right, you know.
how to do sliced bread number two, because that's what the fans really wanted, was to see those motherfuckers pulling off, like,
doing 450s off the damn top rope. Yeah,
they wanted Go Shiozaki's offensive moveset. That's what they want from those motherfuckers. I don't understand. What is happening? What is fucking happening?
I don't know. I think it's a panic. It's a panic move. It sounds
like.
Why
isn't Bruce Pritchard fired yet? Somebody fire Bruce Pritchard. Jesus Christ.
I sometimes I forget he's even there still.
Sometimes Vince forgets he's even there.
Well, that might be a good thing.
Fat boy. What's your name again? God damn, I can't remember your name. Fat boy that's been here for like 35 years. Come on here. I don't know what's happening with this company right now. You have to really, and I've been very critical of AEW. It's not a perfect situation. I would again say that this angle with Kenny Omega has about at least 70% too much Don Callis.
Yeah, it's seemingly heading that way. Yes.
Hey Don, just take the microphone. No, don't give him a microphone. No, God, no, please don't let him speak. No. And I don't know what the payoff is for that. I know that they tried to. They did a thing where they were like firing up Machine Gun, like, "Oh, you're Machine Gun. That's who you are. You need to go in the ring, fucking." But I don't know where that pays off. So often it seems like Tony Khan is just Richie Rich and he's just playing around with daddy's money. But it's working out a lot better than, you know, Triple H playing with daddy's money. So
yeah.
So far, I mean, I gotta say that. I mean, you know, at least, I always liked it. When rich people would do cool shit, like you would talk to rich people or rich people and be like, I have a yacht out near, you know, the French Riviera, and I go there like 3 months, you know, shit like that. When we worked for that guy who owned those stations in North Carolina, the guy was the most boring fucking rich guy ever. I think his big thing was he'd go to Disney World and he'd get the e-ticket, like, with his family, and they go behind the scenes and look at Mickey's poop and all that stuff.
Wow, that's sweet.
And I'm like, dude, at least if you're going to have, like, tons of money, do some cool shit with it. Go and ride a zebra or something in Africa.
Something.
You know, zip line across the Amazon. Just something cool. Just do some cool shit.
Right. Just because you can. Just because you're able to.
Here's what I do.
In honor of that.
This is what I do. Is I with my money, I own my own McDonald's, and I can walk in at 4 o'clock in the morning and get a Big Mac anytime I want. That's too much. Stop, Steve McQueen. You're killing me. No one understands what WWE is doing right now, and I think that includes WWE.
Now I want a double cheeseburger. Damn it!
I know. See, look what happened. If you were a rich person, you could have your own. I was reading something about there was a mansion somewhere, and the guy had his own Subway in there or something. I can't remember what that was. It's been a long time ago.
Wow.
Subway. Eat flesh.
I put a Jersey Mike's in. I'm just saying.
Jersey Mike's is like way better, but Subway's getting a pinch. Because the Jersey Mike's, if you get the really big one, that's like two meals easily.
Oh, yeah.
You can pay like $15, but you get two meals out of it.
I will say, there's been a couple of times I have eaten the full giant sub.
You make me sick. You're disgusting, man. You piss me off so bad. I work my ass off to lose this 70 pounds, and you're just over there just chugging down Mike's way like it's cool. You're just feeding that shit in there like it's Homer Simpson. You're such a dick. What a heel turn on your part.
No. It's just, you know, my insides are just constantly, my brain is just it's just constantly moving. I'm just constantly in motion. That's why, you know, my metabolism is so harsh when it comes to this.
I enjoy your TikToks now. I enjoy you venturing into the TikTok country.
Lord, I don't know. Boredom, I guess.
You're having fun with those things.
Yeah, it's down, right down my line, but I'm holding back, man. I can do so much stuff, but it just all seems so cheesy.
Oh, it was the return of Charlotte Flair tonight. I almost buried the headline. How about
that? Yeah.
Jesus.
Were you aware of that before it happened? Did you read that? Yeah, no, I read that somewhere that was probably going to be the case. So
I was so far off the grid before this thing happened today. I wasn't watching football or doing anything. I was I was so cocooning.
Yeah, I understand.
I checked football scores about halftime of the Kansas City New Orleans game, and that was the first thing I did with the football stuff.
That was a fun game that I watched. Part I watched first half, pretty much.
You think that's going to be the Super Bowl?
I could see it.
Yeah, I heard somebody. I think Colin Cowherd was predicting maybe Saints and Bills. He thinks the Bills are going to.
Have you seen? Have you watched the Bills this year? I mean, I know they're good.
I watched them smack around the Raiders pretty good. that's not exactly a rare thing. So
yeah, well, okay, I forgot they played them, but yeah, they might be good. I didn't really watch them play, so yeah, that might be Kansas City might get, you know, taken for granted or something.
But my Raiders are a weird team because they beat New Orleans. Now that was like week two. I don't think they would beat New Orleans now by any means.
No.
They also beat Kansas City at home.
That's crazy.
And then they actually played Kansas City pretty well when they came to Vegas.
Yeah, they did. Sometimes these teams just match up well like that, you know.
And then Derek got hurt, and that good-looking man Marcus Mariota came in and started whooping that ass on Thursday, but they still lost because there's no defense whatsoever.
Go Ducks!
Jesus Christ! Oh yeah, he was a duck, big strapping Hawaiian kid.
Yeah, man. He's like he was kind of like Marcus Mariota. I mean, a Roman Reigns of Hawaii.
He was, absolutely, 100%. Except he could get over. Sorry.
Yeah, he got over pretty well. He got over pretty well as a baby face.
That's true. It says Charlotte Flair was secretly training in Los Angeles this past week.
Why was she secretly training?
David Meltzer. She doesn't want anybody to know.
Did she like sneak in the back door of some, you know, rundown building?
Yeah. I've seen the place like in Vegas where Mayweather trains, and it's just like in this shitty strip mall. It's like right there, and it's like so nondescript and shit. You'd have no idea, except of course when he shows up, there's, you know, $180,000 cars parked down in front. But
still, that wouldn't give it away or anything. Yeah,
that's kind of the deal. There's not much news.
Did you expect Charlotte to turn on Asuka?
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen. I thought that was
going to happen. I did too.
And they're going to – I think they're going to reserve the right to do that, as it were.
I think it's coming, I mean, especially now that they've won the belts. I mean, it's
– But did you see any of the pregame show?
No, I didn't. I turned it right like 2 minutes before it
I put started. This in. I put out a tweet saying this, and I was like, you know, I know Daniel Bryan just wants to wrestle, but do you think he really came out of like retirement to be in an 8-man tag match in the pregame?
He was in that. I knew they had an 8. I saw they had an 8-man, but I don't know who all. He was in that.
Yes, he was. Wow. It's like, how do you go to your wife and go, I need to wrestle, and I know I've had this alleged brain injury and stuff, and now I'm going to wrestle during the time of pandemic, and now we have two small children, but they're going to use me really well. They're going to put me in like a shitty match before the real pay-per-view. And Brianna, you're okay with that, right? Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, just go fly in an airport and expose yourself possibly to COVID, and wrestle in a meaningless match. I mean, what else could be better?
Well, you know, I know she's probably for it because I've read that her and Nikki want to come back. So yeah, I wouldn't doubt that.
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't either. But you know,
I don't want to.
So who were the four heels in that match?
Oh, it was Baron Corbin. Samuel Zayn, and I can't
Samuel
Zayn, and then I can't remember who the other two were. I don't think it was the Hurty Business guys because they were. Oh no, it might have been the Hurt Business guys because wasn't it Cedric and Shelton Benjamin in the actual pay per view itself?
Cedric and yeah.
So yeah, let me see what it says here. So it might have
MVP and Lashley.
Let me look. Okay, so the faces were Big E and Daniel Bryan and Otis, mm-hmm. apparently, who has learned to wrestle, and the artist formerly known as Shorty G. Oh, here we go. These are your heels. Samuel Zayn, Baron Corbin, Shinsuke Nakamura, and, of course, the man that we call Cesaro.
Cesaro.
So those were your four. Hmm. So, again, Daniel Bryan, one of the brightest stars in wrestling for 20 years now. And yeah. The best way we can utilize him is in a meaningless 8-man. And by the way, we're supposed to be giving Big E a push too, right? We're supposed to be doing that because we broke him away from the New Day for a reason, right?
And I keep thinking it's coming, but I really do think it's coming after tonight, after that Samuel Zayn confrontation. I think that's coming up.
I guess. And I can you are you convinced in any way that Samuel Zayn is good or interesting or is worthy of me hating him or investing any time in him?
I don't like this character here that he's doing. It just doesn't appeal to me. Oh, I know he is entertaining.
What is the Sami Zayn character? That he's just annoying as shit? Is that basically it?
Yeah, who dresses like Fidel Castro, yeah.
I guess that's it. He's just annoying as shit and his flaming.
It really doesn't make sense if you think about it, but yeah.
And why would we want to push that guy?
I don't know.
We need another roster of some guys that's annoying as fuck. Hang on a second.
Well, I mean, he's a we both know he's a great worker, and I just don't like the gimmick now. I'm sorry. I'd rather see El Generico.
It feels like, and he's probably going to push for that at some point because they're throwing spaghetti against the wall. It feels like to me from the very beginning when he had that huge debut in Montreal. I think it was in Montreal. Or Toronto, one or the other. And Bret Hart gave him the rub and brought him out. And then he dislocated his shoulder, just being hype as fuck on the ramp.
Yes.
The die was cast, right? It's been a trajectory down since then, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like it.
I don't understand. And he hurt himself after that.
And don't forget, he got on Vince's shit list a couple of times for being the rebel, you know. The one who doesn't want to go to Saudi Arabia and stuff like that, doesn't like the common man getting shit on person. So Vince doesn't like him for standing up for that, you know.
But then they beat that out of him. He's apparently the company man now, right?
I guess he's still getting a paycheck. So,
and it's like Vince has gotten he got over Roman. And his abandonment issues for piecing out on him during WrestleMania. Now Roman's, getting pushed.
The man, yeah.
Roman never has been better. Never has been better on the main roster than he is right now. I'll say that.
I don't think he's even been close, dude. I mean, I'm sorry.
That's the only thing out of this whole pandemic that's been positive for WWE is they finally did what we said they should have done 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Turn this guy heel, and it's all because he doesn't have a children's hospital to actually go to right now. It's the most bizarre thing in the history of ever.
But it's true. That's why. It just is.
And they're doing well with. I would be very interested to see how his merch is doing. I have no idea how his merch is doing and stuff. I'm not out there with people who are like, I got to get my kid WWE stuff for Christmas. Somebody at work was ordering some WWE stuff, and they were like, she was like, well, this Finn Balor thing, do you think that would be good for a kid to have? And I went, well, the demon thing. Now that the kids would like that because he's got the makeup on, it looks cool and shit like that. And she looked at it and she's like,
is that still even a thing for him?
It hasn't been recently, has it?
I don't know. They've been saying Prince a lot. You know, the Prince.
We can only have one. We got the Fiend right now. Yeah. Can't have the name of the Fiend. They can't interact.
That's right. Anyway, she did what? What did you do when you told her that?
I think I was like, I don't know. I don't really know for what would be good for a kid. Maybe New Day. New Day might be something the kids can kind of get into. Or something, right?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what a kid, like what, 10, 12 years old, something like that.
Yes, I don't know. Former WWE star returns to Ring of Honor. Maria Kanellis has returned to Ring of Honor. How about that?
I saw her and Mike Bennett have returned.
You mean Mike Kanellis?
Mike Kanellis, yeah.
That was a killer gimmick.
Yeah, didn't that work out well?
Way to go, WWE, man.
I'm surprised he, you know, took off on him like that.
Ring of Honor announced Maria Kanellis has returned to the promotion where she previously worked from 2011 to 2015. In the video above, they get the video.
Mm-hmm.
Canelo announced The Experience, a Facebook group where fans will be able to make their voice heard, returns in January. They got a full description of the group, and she's back. And I always thought she was a bit – I mean – she was great in New Japan when she was doing that shit in New Japan and showing her ass.
Oh, you talking about Maria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was real good. Why are they just not? I don't. And that's the other thing is like anybody who tries to capitalize off of how hot New Japan was 5 years ago, why don't they just transplant those gimmicks and do some version of that in their own promotion? Why have they refused to just do that? I know Vince can't do it because of pride or whatever, but it's like, here's how you make money. Just do what they were doing, except here. Just do that.
I don't know. That's a good question.
And it's just
AEW, you'd think, would jump on that a little bit, and they kind of are in a way.
Sort of, but they haven't either. I mean,
not full fledged, no.
In fact, they've ruined some. Like the Kenny Omega, up until recently, he's not been the Kenny Omega that he was in New Japan.
No. But I think of recently, they're trying to make up for it, I think. But I think they kind of went – this is all obviously planned for him to have like a shitty kind of beginning and then end up like this. But I think they kind of maybe went overboard with it where people were just – I don't know. Not fed up with it, but just kind of bored with it. Him losing all the time, kind of thing. You know, not really being the man like he could be and should be.
Do you think Vince has any ambitions or thoughts that they're going to be able to have WrestleMania in a gigantic football stadium in April? Because it's not been announced or anything, and you have to kind of turn that stuff around and get it going pretty quickly. But then, you know, there's going to be a lot of places that are going to be available once there's a vaccine and shit. There's going to be some guidance. Do you think that he actually holds out hope that sometime in April they can put 100,000 people in a football stadium somewhere?
I'm sure he does, but that's just my opinion. I think he does. He just seems like that kind of dude.
But that doesn't seem like – that doesn't seem realistic at all.
No, not to me now. Not if you're asking me, no.
That doesn't jibe with the actual facts, you know?
No, it's just like I'm saying, man, I would be – this is what I'm thinking. If things keep going the way they're going and it's seemingly going the way they're going, that, like I said, by summertime, I'm hoping that we can have a few more people. I know they're letting some people in NFL games and that sort of thing now, but especially since baseball will be outside. Well, NFL games are outside for the most part. But anyway, once we get the vaccines, it'll be – not they won't have full capacity, and that same with outdoor, you know, concerts. But these inside things, man. In April, I just don't think April's just not. even for an outside thing, that's just too early, because most of the commoners like us still won't have the vaccine by then.
I would think not. No, I don't believe we're going to have it. It's going to be way down the line.
Yeah.
They've asked me at work if I was willing to have it, but we're going to be, I think we're going to be termed essential instead of first responders. So,
well, you'll still get it before I would. So,
I would hope so, Brian, I'm a tad more important than you are. So.
Well,
God.
Well, I mean, for what you do compared to what I do, yeah.
Well, no, so when I grow another head and you're like, boy, I wish I would have taken that, you know, then when I grow a tail.
Well, yeah, well, at least you'll, you know, take one for the team. And
exactly.
You know, I'll know when it comes my turn. I'm like, you know, my boy over here, you know, he's got two heads and a tail.
It's true.
I don't know if I want this.
He's got two heads. My God, two heads. What else can happen with two heads? Oh my! Somebody at work did not understand that they had shielded themselves from liability too. That the manufacturers,
is that right?
Yeah, that's part of Operation Warp Speed. Is that they had, you know, if we fuck somebody's life up and give them, have them, you know, have rectal cancer, and their prostate falls out of their ass, or you know, you can't really sue them. There's liability protections that are built into all that shit.
Well, I guess that makes sense, but it's like this, man. Which one would you rather have? Which one would you rather take a chance on?
Like the virus or the vaccine? The
virus or the vaccine?
I'll probably take my chances with the vaccine. I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
I believe. I mean, and you and I were similar in this way, because we grew up in very rural areas. These were not like very rich areas and stuff like that,
right?
The people where I grew up in our community, like, they believed in like inoculations and shit. There was no, the government is trying to feed communism into your body or shit like
that. Never heard any of that, man. Like,
the second you get a fucking, if there's a flu shot at school, you line your ass up. And did you have the air gun? Did they do the air gun?
Yes.
Sucked. If you were old enough to remember a fucking air gun going, that hurts way more than a needle does, dude.
I had when I was first got into the Navy at boot camp, we had to line up, and they had a dude with air gun on each side of us going.
If you don't know what we're talking about, they have a thing, it looks like a garden hose, and they put that shit up against your arm, and then they blow air through it with enough force to pierce your skin, and that's how the vaccine gets into your body. And I can't believe anybody ever thought that was a good idea. I can't believe anybody ever thought, a scientist goes, you know, we can do a needle, but hold the phone. I've got a better idea. And again, let me finish.
Hear me out.
What if we took a piercing,
a nail gun,
and had a piercing tuft of air go through it into a child's arm? And then maybe the worst part of that whole thing was the sound the thing would make, right?
Oh my God. And then the trickle of blood that comes down the arm.
Like, what the fuck is this? What are you doing to me?
God, man, making me uneasy just talking about it.
I don't even mind a needle. I'm good with needles. They're absolutely way better than fucking the air gun was ever.
Air gun, man. It's equivalent to, I would think, like the drill sound at a dentist.
Yes. It's the same kind of high pitch, and then you associate it with the pain, and then it sucks.
Exactly. It's just, you associate it with pain. That's exactly what it is.
It's like a muscle memory thing, or you know, sense memory thing, or whatever.
See, I can hear it in my head now. Now we're talking about it. Oh,
like that.
Yes.
And you're just, fuck. And it would hurt your, and it was like, God, you were like, oh. Line your asses up and you would do that shit.
Hell yeah.
Before you go on, back in the day, before you went to high school in North Carolina, you'd have to have a TB skin test, tuberculosis skin test.
That's right.
Remember that? And they put the thing like it was on your
little wrist. Smiley face.
And they'd make it, they'd like your skin would bubble up for a second. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I remember one kid, he's like almost passing out. They had like have a team of people around him try to like, oh shit, Kevin's going to go down. Kevin, he's going to go down.
He's tipping.
And then they put the thing in you, and then like a week later, they check and see if you had a reaction to it. And if you didn't have a reaction to it, that means you didn't have TB and you can go to high school. That's what they
did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. God, that's so wild.
The other thing I was telling somebody about was before you went into college at least any of the North Carolina state schools, you used to have a tetanus shot. And I was telling somebody this
time. And yep. Yeah, back in the '80s, used to have that. And he goes, "God, you went to college in the '80s? How old are you?" And I went, "Well, I'm exactly fuck you years old." That's how.
Ah, yes.
Jeez, pissed me off. These people are supposed to be my friends. These people are allegedly supposed to be my friends.
Trying to throw in some knowledge and they dish you like that.
You saw this story about how like the government turned down 100 million extra doses at no upfront cost to them last summer from Pfizer?
Yeah.
It's like we can do 100 million. And they're like, no, we're good.
We're good. Fine. It's fine. No, it's no extra cost. It's free.
And then they come back a couple months later and they go, can we get the 100 million deal? It's like, as it turns out, every other country in the world wants that deal. So, no, we can't really give that deal.
Yeah, you had your chance there, big guy, you motherfucker. As it turns
out, everybody else kind of took your place in line because you were out there playing with yourself.
Diddling yourself.
Here's what's happening on my podcast patrol. Brian Last's John Arezzi's Pro Wrestling Spotlight, Then and Now. They're in the middle of a two-parter with Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman appeared on the show back in, I guess, 1990. This was right after John Arezzi had moved the show to WBAB-FM, and it's very entertaining. It almost would make you want to go to the Patreon and sign up for the Patreon so you can get the full recording, but them narrating through it's very good as well. I don't know if I mentioned last week the 605, the Super Podcast, with their salute to Pat Patterson.
I don't think you did.
It's very, very good. It's they did a really good job, and they kind of go through different experiences and stuff. Les Thatcher talks about him, and various other people talk about it. Jim Cornette shits on AEW again, and he's not going to do it for a couple of weeks, so this one's going to have to do you for a while.
Why is that? Because he's taking a break?
Yeah, 2 weeks off.
Well, you know, somebody that doesn't believe in Jesus, take 2 weeks off for Christmas. That makes sense.
It's a winter solstice break, and they're going to try to recruit some more people.
The winter solstice break. Okay.
Him and Stacey are going to try to recruit a couple more people they can fuck in the hot tub, I guess. I don't know. Remember, his excuse was, I'm being accused of having, like, a really interesting sex life. Okay, let's go with that.
All right, we'll go with that.
I'd rather not have a mental image of you and Stacey fucking anybody, including each other.
This is what Jim's life consists of: telling chicken jokes and in his spiced up sex life.
That's it. I'm fine with that. Chicken jokes, sex life, and hating on Vince Russo. And by the way, that's your brand. That's fine. No problem. Speaking of the brand, I guess that Eric Bischoff gave Vince Russo a shout out, and Vinny Russo.
Right?
Yeah, he was sucking his dick pretty bad. It's really something else. Oh.
Lord.
It's the stupidest shit.
Oh, my stomach's hurting now. Thanks.
I know, right? Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good tidings to everyone.
Talk is Jericho does have Kenny Omega and Don Callis.
How was that?
I haven't heard it yet, but I'm assuming there's way too much Don Callis on this show and not enough Kenny Omega.
I'm sorry. Well, you're probably right, but I've just taken Jericho off my radar.
Ever since the Donald Trump Jr.
Sorry.
Thing.
Sorry, buddy.
It's just an interesting book. I don't have a political stand. I just think Hitler gives good speeches. That's all I'm saying. I just think he's a really good speaker.
I'm not for him. I'm not for him.
Nobody's saying Hitler didn't do the wrong thing, but I don't know. Maybe the Jews did have it coming. Let's be fair and balanced. You got to look at both sides of the issue on that thing, because the Jews did have a lot of control of the money back then. So
that's what I'm saying. That always
gets me with the people. I want both sides of an issue. Okay, so you want to hear how the Jews were murdered by the tens of millions, and you'd also like to hear about why maybe it was justified. Because everything has two sides, right?
There's two sides. Let's hear it all.
The United States pushed the Indians off of their land and slaughtered them, but then again, maybe it was okay. Let's get fair and balanced on this.
They just didn't fight hard enough.
I guess. Well, there was one time they fought pretty good. I think it was called Little Bighorn.
They squared up pretty well on that one, didn't they?
They manned up. My God! Custard hurt! Custard hurt! Custard hurt! Let's do some of that. My God! Custard's down! He's down! He's dead! They've killed him! Well, they really have. They've killed him.
Seriously.
That is one of my favorite, like, I like the American history stories. So everybody's gathered in Philadelphia in 1876 for the big 100-year, the centennial celebration on the birthday of America, right?
Yes, the centennial.
Everybody's coming. It's huge, massive party. It's been promoted for, like, all year. Big, huge deal. And then the paper comes out, July 4th, 1876. Custer has been murdered at Little Big Hole. This guy who was like a hero to some people because he slaughtered Indians and shit. If you look at his military history,
he's it's a kind lot of a jackass.
Oh, he's terrible. If you've ever seen Little Big Man, have you ever seen Arthur Penn's film?
Yeah,
Little Big
Man? I haven't seen the whole thing, but it's been a long time.
The portrayal of
a long movie.
It's like 4 hours, but it's fantastic. It's really good.
And
I think in the Dustin Hoffman pantheon of films, I think it's been shifted to a level that it should not have been shifted to. I think it's up there with some of his best stuff.
Well, you think Tootsie and shit like that, so, yeah.
Exactly, because, I mean, Tootsie was brilliant. Marathon Man was brilliant. Obviously, he's done so many great films, but then this one is kind of like, we don't know where to put this one, but it's like a tour de force. Anyway, the portrayal by Richard Mulligan of Custer in that movie is like, it's beautiful. It's like
God, that's a good one, Richard Mull. I can see him playing Custer. He looks like Custer.
He's fantastic in this film, and it really kind of goes to the whole counterculture thing about how for a long time in American history, if you were growing up in the 50s and 60s, you were probably as things kind of shift in the 60s. Like in the 50s, you were probably like Custer was a hero, and he was so brave, and he fought these savage Indians and stuff, and oh my God, he was the greatest. And then by the early 70s, Custer was a fucking buffoon, you know.
Kind of like old Chris Columbus.
Exactly. Although Columbus was like a lot more evil. And if you look into the military history of Custer, he pussed out during the Civil War and he went AWOL because he missed his girlfriend or his wife at the time. He was like, I got to leave. I need some pussy.
Which is what a wuss.
You can understand that. And then how could you come?
I can understand that. What do you say like that? You can understand that.
I can understand that, but I don't understand how you get to come back and all of a sudden you're a general. Although I think one of those ranks that he went up was actually a battlefield promotion. What? There's no more lieutenants around? I'm a lieutenant. It was like one of those things, right?
Yeah.
All the lieutenants are dead. Guess what? I just moved up a rank.
It's right here in the book. It says so.
Ron Fuller has a good story about a bear because they had a match in Knoxville and the loser had to wrestle the bear.
Bear wrestling.
He gets into some of the shit about his dad owning the bear and I think his granddad owning the bear. And his grandfather loved the bear so much that he let the bear keep its teeth and its claws, which was not always the case. I think Ginger was the Fuller family bear. Victor was like another one because those are the two that I remember that were like wrestling bears, and they always loved to drink Cokes, and they'd give them chocolate bars and shit. So,
you know, my mom loved me so much she let me keep my arms and my legs. That's how much she loved me.
By God, he's got his arms. Well, if you didn't have any legs, you could have wrestled in an AEW like Royal Rumble kind of situation, like a
battle
royal, which is another Jim Cornette sticking point. Any final thoughts here on the Katie Vick is Alive podcast, Brian?
Final thoughts. So I'm taking it since Christmas is on the weekend. Are we Footloose and Fancy Free next week? Are we going to be kind to the people and give them a Christmas version of this?
We'll give them a post. We'll record probably Saturday or Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, cool.
As we normally do. We'll go ahead and go through all that. And because people miss this bullshit. If they don't get it, they're just they're so hurt.
You just don't know. You just don't get it.
No, but we do appreciate all of your support, even across the pond and all over the world.
Absolutely.
We certainly do, and all the tweets and all that stuff. And we hope those of you celebrating have a wonderful Christmas and stay safe and stay socially distanced and wear the fucking mask, please. And
God,
if you please. Would. And just I mean, I'm mostly going to be alone. I'm not going to be with any family. I'm going to be at work. And we have stringent precautions, having to wear the masks all the time.
Same with my work. I had to get COVID tested Friday. Got to get it again tomorrow.
Everybody's being so. Just do that and don't go to any super spreader events and shit. Okay,
please.
Good Lord. Bryant is on Twitter at Bry Sports, BRY Sports. He's also on Instagram, also Bry Sports. I am on Twitter at Brett Whitmire. The show is on Twitter at Katie Vick Live, and I am on Instagram BW4Reels, where you can see my Charlie Brown tree right now.
Oh, it's so cute,
isn't it? Though that's another. I got the girlfriend. She gave me the Charlie Brown tree. BDUB4REELZ. That's me on Instagram. If you like what we do and you want to support us, it's very easy to do that. All you have to do is go to our Amazon store, which is katievick.com. That is katievick.com. Merry Christmas to all. Until next time, fans, we'll see you ringside.
Fans, that'll do it for this week. See you next week. And until then, so long for now.